On the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to Marquette Thursdays, live from Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. Also brought to you by these Marquette Athletics champion partners: Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Marquette University. Game Day deserves Pepsi. And by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, the official bank of Marquette.
We are live from Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum campus for Marquette Thursday's radio show, presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. And it's our last show. I can't believe it went by so fast.
Yeah, good to see you, Sophia. Can you guys hear me?
There we go.
Welcome, everybody. This is a great crowd here tonight. Super excited. We got Nigel James Jr. and Adrian Stevens. They're here in the back here, so they'll be working their way around. Everyone will get a chance to see them. And, going into our final home game.
And before we get into Providence, I just want to give a huge thank you to you guys and all of you at Athletics for giving us, the students, you know, a chance to get to do this.
Well, I think that all three students, Sophia, Layla, and Trevor, all deserve a round of applause for what they've done. You guys have brought those of you guys that are Marquette alums know this. There's a spirit that Marquette students have, just as people, that is unique and different than any other school, and you guys have brought that to the show, and we really appreciate it and look forward to that partnership for years to come.
Yes. And thank you, of course, to all of you for showing up every single week. I mean, the energy wouldn't be the same without you guys. So, lots to celebrate here tonight. And, of course, the win against Providence. Last time you got the OT win by 1 point. Now you guys came away by 22.
Well, it's such a different game because if you remember, the last game was 105 to 104.
Right.
And even though that was five extra minutes, that's a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big emphasis for a couple of days leading up to the game for our guys was we have to defend them with a level of urgency and make things more difficult on them, getting our hands on the basketball, make them miss. And our guys just came out with really good energy. You could tell when we got there and shoot around and just the way that our guys were really focused and locked in. With our team, there's so much that it depends on these two guys that are here tonight, NJ and Adrian, because those guys have a certain assertiveness and aggressiveness about them that when they bring that at a high level, it lifts us to, another level as a team. And they certainly did last night.
Your defensive performance, you held them to 30% shooting, and you capitalized 29 points off of their 19 turnovers.
Yeah, our guys did a good job making them miss. I mean, it sounds simple, but that's a big key in basketball is to make the other team miss shots. And we always talk about, we want to make the other team feel bad about themselves. And that's just a fact. I mean, no matter it is who it is you're playing, or otherwise they're going to do that to you.
Right.
So, I think our guys did a nice job of, connecting with each other. When you play against Providence, they have a lot of different shot makers, so you have to defend them with five guys working together as a group. And it was really good to see these guys in the locker room together after the win. And I can't believe, already that was our last true road game, and this coming up in a couple of days will be our last home game.
And Nigel James Jr. and Adrian Stevens, I mean, their performance last night was incredible. They combined for 41 points, and they're the first MU freshmen to each score 20-plus points in the same game. That's an insane statistic. Adrian had his career high. He went from scoring 3 points versus DePaul to career-high 21 points.
Yeah, big difference. Maybe you'll ask him about this, but big difference in where he was kind of mentally and emotionally in those two games.
Right.
And, we got to remember, these guys are freshmen. So freshmen, as we know, can be up and down. They can have, emotional highs and lows. They're still, kind of learning about the length of the college season and everything that goes into being able to stay mentally locked in throughout. That game, the last game on Sunday before our Providence game against DePaul, Adrian just from the beginning was just kind of not himself. We all were working on getting him to get back to who he was. But, that's sometimes is an experience you have to go through. But I love the way he responded. He's got such character. Him and NJ are roommates, and the encouragement from the beginning of the season on has been open your doors, get connected with each other, and they've gotten more and more connected, which has been really, really powerful for our team.
And also Royce Parham, he contributed last night as well.
Well, it was great because, you know, Royce was coming off a couple games where Georgetown, he wasn't able to play.
Right.
And then against DePaul, he still wasn't quite, like, back to feeling like himself, and it was almost like he was worried that the same thing was going to happen with his back, so he was very tentative. But he was much more aggressive last night. You know, I still want him to shoot the ball more. We want to get him the ball more. And, you know, we're going to always keep working on ways to do that. But, you know, when he's one of our most aggressive offensive players, it's a really good thing for Marquette because the other team gives him a lot of attention and it opens things up for other guys.
How has his recovery been? Is he on the up or it's kind of...
It's been good. Yeah, he'll be just fine. You know, he
I think he's young.
It's more about, you know, these guys' bodies are changing. Mm-hmm. You know, especially Royce is young for a sophomore. He's 19. He doesn't turn 20 until his birthday is July 31st. And so it's like you're counting the days until he's no longer a teenager. You know, that's a good thing for us when these guys no longer are teenagers. You know, he's fine, but it's getting a matter of understanding how aggressive you can be and how much you can attack. He's had some challenges this year at different times with cramping, not being, you know, hydrated enough. That, you know, he's learning his body because his body has changed quite a bit in the last year. But we need him out there at his best and excited, you know, for him to go at that on Saturday.
With being this late in the season, how important is that recovery process for all the players, not just...
It's important because, you know, it's late in the year, and I told the guys, you know, everyone in the country, you know, they're in their last week of their regular season. They've got a day of practice left. They've got a game left. And, you know, for a lot of people, there's a mental fatigue that comes in. To me, you know, it's easy to say as a coach, but, you know, you should be more enthusiastic than ever, you know. And the fact is that these guys, you know, they're young. They have a lot of energy inside of them. And I tell the guys all the time, the energy that you need can be found in each other. You just got to access it in each other. And, you know, our game last night is an example of that. And that's exactly what we're going to have on Saturday.
Of course. Back-to-back road wins. First Georgetown, now Providence. How has the confidence in this group kind of developed to be able to take these home road games?
Well, I think, again, it's driven largely by these two guys that are here tonight. And, you know, they just have a swagger about them that helps other guys feel good. I mean, the reality is when you're in a team sport and you got a guy to your right and a guy to your left that you know are really good, you know, you just feel better about your team. And sometimes that takes time to be developed. I remember my very first year here, the only guy we had at the very beginning of the year, that was ready to be like a mature competitor was Daryl Morcell. And then we had all these young puppies that were learning and growing and guys that a bunch of them ended up becoming phenomenal players here and then even beyond here. But they weren't quite ready yet.
Yeah.
You know, Oso wasn't quite ready for that yet. Even Tyler wasn't quite ready for that. So Daryl Morcell played a really important role in our team confidence for the first, you know, probably two-thirds, three-quarters of that year just because he was older. And, you know, our team confidence is growing. It's coming along. But at the same time, in any given game when the ball goes up in the air, it's really, really important that our top five or six guys, I would say the starters plus Demarius Owens,
right,
that are playing the most minutes, that those guys are connected, that they're aggressive, that they're playing with approach goals as opposed to avoidance goals, and that there's a clarity up here, you know, whatever else is going on in life, they're able to set aside and be clear to go after the goal.
What's an approach goal versus a, do you say, avoidance?
An approach goal is just going after something.
Okay.
An avoidance goal is avoiding something. So the simplest way to put it in sports is an approach goal is, man, I'm going after the win. You know, we're going after winning this game. An avoidance goal is playing not to lose.
Okay.
Which, as we know, when people play not to lose, they tend to be tentative, and, you know, like frustration sets in when things happen that, you know, aren't exactly what they want to occur. The only time I like avoidance goals is when you are absolutely sure that you're gonna get that goal. So okay. Just to give you a historical basketball example, a great example of avoidance goals was Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
But Kobe Bryant was one of the most confident players to ever play the game.
Right.
When he was 18 years old and came to the NBA, he thought he was better than everyone on his team. But he could play through, I'm not losing to you.
Okay.
He could play through that. But if you say, hey, I'm not losing to you, but you're not quite sure if you can back that up, then all of a sudden that can quickly become, I might lose to you. What happens if I lose to you?
Right.
So that's where it's like you shoot to make the shot. You don't shoot to miss the shot. You know, you go to get the rebound. You don't go to hope that, you know, the other guy doesn't get the rebound.
Got it.
Obviously, those are easy concepts to talk about. Sometimes for young guys, it takes them time to learn. And I think the difference between, you know, a guy like Royce, between now and maybe November, is just an extra 20, 30 games that he has under his belt compared to when we started this year, understanding how to go about exactly that, playing with approach goals.
Of course. So he's a puppy right now, what you're saying. Is he one of the puppies?
He's making progress.
He's getting up there.
He's not yet the big dog, for sure, but he's making progress, and you know he's had some very, very good games for us, which we're working to build consistency with that.
Of course. And two, hopefully, big dogs coming up, NJ and Adrian. We're going to talk more about them after this break. Marquette fans, there's nothing like a sea of blue and gold when you're catching your Golden Eagles live and in color. Get tickets all season, even if it's last minute, at Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Marquette Golden Eagles. Hear more from Coach about the Marquette team after the break. We'll be right back with more from Motor Bar and Restaurant, home of Marquette.
Hey, Golden Eagles fans, do you want to rep the blue and gold wherever you go? At Wintrust Community Banks, we're here for it. We're proud to be the home of the official and exclusive MU debit card. Don't just pay, cheer, and show off your MU pride wherever you go. Visit Wintrust.com/Marquette and score your MU card today. Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Different approach, better results. Banking products provided by Wintrust Financial Corp. Banks. Specialty debit cards not available for all Wintrust Community Bank account types, charters, and branches. Member FDIC.
At Bergstrom Automotive, our commitment is simple, to provide every guest with an exceptional experience. With thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles across 34 brands and a team dedicated to honest, friendly service, Bergstrom makes it easy to find your perfect drive. It's that same dedication and teamwork that fuels success on the court. And we're proud to stand with Marquette basketball and fans who share our passion for excellence and community.
Bergstrom, driven to deliver.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Fire up your appetite at Motor Bar and Restaurant, located on the HD Museum campus, where bold American barbecue meets Harley-Davidson tradition. From slow-smoked ribs and pulled pork to juicy brisket and burgers, every bite is inspired by life on the open road. Whether you ride or just love great food, Motors Barbecue Brews and Riverside Views make it the perfect spot to kick back and enjoy Milwaukee. Head to MotorRestaurant.com to see the latest happenings, specials, and a full menu.
Hey Marquette fans, it's Demaryius Owens
and Royce Parham from your Marquette Golden Eagles men's basketball team, reminding you to swing by your local Piggly Wiggly to pick up your favorite game day eats.
Whether it's fresh produce, certified Angus beef, or a sweet treat from our bakery, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to amplify your Marquette game day experience.
Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Marquette Athletics. And remember,
we are
Marquette.
Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes every moment cheering on your team even better. Plus, the mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is Rocky Mountain cold. So you never have to guess if your Coors Light is ready to drink. So crack one open, take a sip, and enjoy the game. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly.
interview with head coach Shaka Smart is brought to you by Bergstrom Automotive. Bergstrom Automotive, driving Wisconsin forward and proud to stand with Marquette basketball. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Sophie Hanrahan, alongside, of course, Coach Smart. Senior Day, you're going to be celebrating. And, you know, Ben Gold and Chase Ross have really just been two warriors. I mean, they came in with, obviously, big players, and they really, you know, their process, and now they're seniors.
I can't believe they're seniors. It's gone so fast. I can't believe they've got one game left in five-star form. It's going to be, you know, really strange to see them move on, but that's part of college basketball. Mm-hmm. It happens every year. Just so grateful for those guys. They came in here, Tyler and Oso and Stevie and Cam and Jop and all those guys, Omax. Right. They played with all those guys. And as freshmen, they did such a good job blending in with them and also contributing to winning. They were a part of so many huge wins over the first 3 years of their career, which, you know, we never will lose sight of. Probably none more important than the Colorado game to go to the Sweet 16. And Chase was just outstanding in that game after, let's just say, some choice words between him and Tyler Kolick to push him forward. But just grateful for those guys, the legacy that they leave here. They're true team guys, and, you know, they'll always be thought of as guys that made Marquette a better place.
Does it ever get easier to say bye to players?
Well, it's different every year. You know, it's different with different groups. Sometimes it's really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, just depending on the season or depending on the group, you know, it's not as much. So, you know, I think the relationship you have with each guy is unique. The relationship that they allow you to have with them is unique. You know, for me, you know, Chase has been a guy that, you know, I've just been really, really fond of since before he got here. You know, I dove in Lake Michigan when he committed to come here. That's right. How excited I was. Ben Gold has been someone that the spirit that he's brought to our team, the unselfishness, just the high character, the relationships he's had with teammates has been special. So it'll be tough to see those guys go, along with two of our walk-ons, Jonah Lucas and Casey O'Malley. Those guys have been, you know, just stalwarts on our scout team and awesome guys. So, you know, there's not a lot these days of guys that come in and start their career at one institution and then are honored on senior day at that same institution. In fact, I think only three scholarship guys in the Big East between Chase, Ben, and then Alex Caraban for UConn. It's a crazy stat, you know, when you think about it. But we're grateful to have two out of the three.
And we also have a really interesting stat here that of the 165 players on Big East rosters 4 years ago, there's only 10 still playing for the same school, and that, of course, includes the four we mentioned. I mean, just those are Marquette guys, right?
Yeah, it's just an alternative universe. I'll tell you what, everybody, I still believe that we can do a really good job recruiting guys during their junior and senior year in high school, develop a relationship with them and their family, bring them in as freshmen, help them grow up as people, as men, and see them matriculate through, you know, four or even five, if they redshirt, years of, you know, growth and development and success at Marquette. I'm still a believer in that. Now, is the world evolving? Does that mean you also, you know, have to, you know, augment your team in different ways? Absolutely. But I'm still a big believer in that. And I think that Ben Gold and Chase Ross are really good examples of, you know, you can be someone that comes to a place, unpacks your bags, makes it your own, really, really ingrains yourself in the community, and really will be able to call Marquette home for the rest of their lives.
Right. I mean, just because they graduate. I mean, we see Tyler comes back all the time. Oh, so Stevie.
I was on the phone with Tyler today, and, you know, these guys, it's so special to have a relationship with them after the fact. And the way that they feel about our fans, the way that they feel about this place. And actually, I want you guys to know this, all of our fans, the way that you are with our players, and let's be honest, I mean, not every player is created equally. The way you guys were with someone like Tyler Kolick, the level of love you showed him, or a Stevie Mitchell, it is hard for them when they leave because there is no substitute for that. I mean, I don't care if they go to the NBA. They're not going to feel that same type of community and love and support. And so it does make them really, really appreciate that. And that's why I think even when you see at the games when they acknowledge, when former players are acknowledged, Rob Jackson, Travis Diener, Steve Novak, when D-Wade came, you know, last month, wow, like just the beam in their eyes and how they feel, because it takes them back to when they were wearing that uniform and, again, the connectivity between them and the fans.
It's special. How does your relationship with a player like Tyler change when you're not their coach?
I guess it can be a little bit more where, you know, it's just all out love and support, and you don't have to kick him in the ass as much. But, you know, I still, you know, I'll tell him the truth.
Right.
I'll tell him the truth, man. You got to bring better energy to the guys around you. You know, Oso's the best because he's so receptive still. And, you know, he'll call or he'll text and he'll say, what do you think about this? And it's just really fun because, you know, you're talking about someone that a few nights ago he had 14 and 14 right. in an NBA game. And just to still be able to have that relationship with him is pretty cool.
Well, we've talked a lot about Marquette's past, but let's talk about the future. And two of them, I just saw them, wherever they are. Nigel James Jr. and Adrian Stevens, we're so happy to have them here, and we're so happy to get to talk about them because they are truly the future of Marquette basketball.
Well, I think that the fact that they're on the show tonight has something to do with the fact, Sophia, that this is the most people we've had at a show all year. I don't think that's a coincidence. These two guys are special. You know, we knew that when we were recruiting them. I could tell you, if we had more time, some really cool recruiting stories about them because the recruiting process with both of these guys started during their sophomore years.
Wow.
So you got sophomore year, you got the summer going into junior year, you got the entire junior year. They both came on official visits during their junior year. Then you got the summer going into their senior year, and at some point in that span, summer, early fall of their senior year, those guys decided, for sure, I want to be part of this program. But it was an odyssey before then, and it wasn't always smooth, but they're here. And we did know from the beginning that if these guys come to our campus and they make themselves part of this university and they unpack their bags, they have a chance to have a special career at Marquette.
I mean, Nigel is already so beloved. You go on Yik Yak, and it's just so much love for Nigel James Jr.
Well, let me tell you something about that. I learned about Yik Yak the
other
day.
Oh, okay. So okay? You know.
Let me say this to all the students on Yik Yak, and some of the probably people my age are like, what is Yik Yak? It's a social media platform basically just
for Marquette students only.
Just for college students, and then every school has their channel, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you got the Marquette. So I didn't know about this until literally a few days ago. Please show love to these guys, but also respect that they are human beings and don't get too deep into their personal life on there because, you know, there needs to be some type of line with that. And again, I literally, Sophia, just learned about this the other day.
But when I tell you there is so much love for Nigel James
Jr., and we love the love.
There's so much love for him.
Well, all you got to do is, when he gets announced, you know, 72-inch, the guy's a 72-inch, Nigel James, the roar. I think the two people since we've been here that have gotten the loudest roar has been Tyler Kolick and Nigel James.
That says something.
It's pretty cool because Nigel James is the freshman. You know what I mean? So he's gotten that already. He's created that already. And with the way that Adrian is playing and starting to show his own personality, because it's the game, but it's also the personality that fans get attracted to.
Right.
Adrian's going to be getting that same type of love, and that's really, really exciting.
I know it's going to be a lot to kind of get out in our last couple of minutes, but what, one, makes these two players so special? You kind of touched on it. And two, what do you envision their future at Marquette looking like?
Well, you know, what makes him special, I'll start with Adrian, is he has incredible character, intelligence, and desire to win. He's someone that, he reminds me a lot of Stevie with his intellect and his care factor. And when he has a clear mind to play with approach goals, he's someone that you want on your team because he's tough, he's committed to winning, he's an awesome teammate. And, you know, I'll tell you what, he can really, really, really shoot the basketball, which matters. That matters if you can shoot the ball. So he's going to make a lot of three-point shots here over the course of his career. And then I'll go, these guys are fire and ice. So now I'll go to the other one, Nigel James. Just a special personality and confidence and swagger about him. It was pretty easy to see from early on. Whatever team he went to in college, he was going to quickly make his own. You know, he did that here, became a starter in short order, and, you know, became the guy that's really the unquestioned leader in terms of emotionally and vocally on our team in a very short time. And it happened organically. It wasn't like me saying, hey, this guy's the leader. Mm-hmm. He won over his teammates. He won over the team. He won over the fans. And the way he's played since then is it's been cool because it's been a reciprocal relationship where he's given energy to people around him. And then the fans and teammates and media even has given him energy.
Right.
And so now he's like supercharged. And last night he goes and takes the ball from the guy. And he's, I can go dunk it. So he goes and he pushes the ball and dunks the ball. And it's just exciting because the best is yet to come for both of these guys.
It truly is. Well, we're going to hear from them after this break. But, Coach, again, thank you so much for everything this season. It's been an honor. And thanks to all of you guys for making this such a great experience.
Yes, you've done a great job. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you. We're going to hear from the future after this break.
Step into Harley-Davidson's iconic legacy at the world's only Harley-Davidson Museum in downtown Milwaukee. Explore over 120 years of American history, iconic motorcycles, and immersive exhibits. Whether you're a rider or just looking for an unforgettable experience, the birthplace of Harley-Davidson is a bucket list stop. Shop exclusive gear at the HD Shop, score legendary deals at the Factory Outlet, and fuel up at Motor Bar and Restaurant. Plan your adventure at h-dmuseum.com. A lot of people don't know Common Ground Healthcare is now CareSource.
Oh, look! It's someone from Common Ground Healthcare!
Actually, it's CareSource now. But don't worry, it's still a nonprofit health insurer putting the needs of individuals and families first with caring service. Now we just need everyone to remember our new name.
We love Common Ground Healthcare.
We sure do.
Thanks! You're going to love CareSource too. Remember, Common Ground Healthcare is now CareSource.
Grab the dial and crank it up, baby, because Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is spinning its winning hits collection. Over the next 3 months, you could win a share of over $1 million in prizes. On top of thousands in cash and reward play, you could win one of three new Ford vehicles in the grand finale drawings on March 27th. Just play with your rewards card to earn entries. Press play on the winning hits collection, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Experience stands out at Color Inc. That's true for the experiences we create for your customers and the ones we create for you. Our entire crew is unlocking creativity to help you accomplish your goals. Color Inc. is an experiential communications company. We help you capture attention and inspire action with packaging, visual displays, retail signage, influencer kits, and pretty much anything else you can dream up. Visit www.colorinc.com to book a conversation today.
Get ready to make your winning play at Qdoba, where bold flavor always comes first. Show your spirit with your own bowl, burrito, or nachos loaded up with all your favorite toppings. Score big and add handcrafted guac and signature three cheese queso to your entree. Free, anytime, any day. With so many delicious ingredients to choose from, your big win is just an order away. Hungry yet? Stop by Qdoba after the game. Your flavor MVP.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Looking for a third space to relax, unwind, and enjoy great company? Welcome to Third Space Brewing, Milwaukee's home for award-winning craft beer and the official craft beer of Marquette Athletics, Marquette Golden Ale.
Whether you're into hoppy IPAs, malty ambers, or crisp lagers, we've got something for every taste. Our welcoming tap rooms and spacious beer gardens make Third Space Brewing the perfect spot to kick back with friends or meet new ones. Visit us in Milwaukee or Menominee Falls. Learn more at thirdspacebrewing.com.
This is Marquette Thursdays from Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum Campus, presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. Hello, everyone. Trevor Hilson here. So great to be with you all one last time for the final show of the season. And I have some very exciting guests with me this evening. Tonight's Marquette player interview is brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, the official banking partner of Marquette University and home to Marquette Checking, with free ATMs nationwide. Please welcome Nigel James and Adrian Stevens. I'm certainly not the first, and I probably won't be the last, to wish you guys a very great game last night. You both played very well. Yeah, let's give it up for them. Nigel, another day in the office. Adrian, your career high. How do you guys see yourselves impacting winning on the floor this season?
I think, first of all, you know, it just starts on the defensive end. You know, just trying to get team stops, and then, you know, that leads to team scores. So, you know, just trying to do that in any way we can.
Yeah, I feel like we've been harping on taking each matchup personally. People in front of us, coach telling us, have the mentality of no ones, basically, is no one-on-ones. You got to take that matchup personally. So I feel like when you come with that type of mentality, it's hard not to win games like that in a row.
Coach compared you guys to fire and ice just moments ago. How do you feel like, as roommates, your guys' chemistry has been built up off the floor?
Who do you say was fire and who was ice?
I think you were ice and Angel, you were fire.
Wait, but what does that mean, though?
Yeah. Just like yin and yang, fire and ice.
Okay.
I guess.
I would say we build great chemistry on off the court, obviously, because we're roommates, so it kind of just, it's always, like, growing each day. We spend time in the gym together when we first got here all the time. In the room, we go get food together. We're always talking about, like, after games, how we feel like we could fix things, how we could get better, so.
Yeah, no, just... I just say, like, just living with him is just like, you know, we're together all the time. You know, that's where, you know, how we get closest, because we're just around each other all the time.
So. Definitely. Going to on the floor, what would you guys say is your favorite part about each other's games?
I say that he can shoot the ball so well, and he's always knowing, like, what spots to be in when I'm either driving to the paint or just when I'm penetrating and trying to make a move, so... He always knows the right spots to be at. He's always ready to shoot, and I also trust him to dribble the ball and drive the ball, so he can make plays for me too.
I say for him, like, the most exciting thing to see is just when he goes left, right. You know, every time he's had a dunk, like, you can always see me I'm somewhere in the background like this. So, you know, just seeing that, and then, you know, he always knows where I am. I feel like, you know, and you know, if he ever gets in trouble. Or, you know, if he's just looking for me, he knows where I am. I know where he is, you know, so that's where I feel like we can complement each other so well.
As you guys get through the last week of the regular season, heading to New York next week, what lessons have you guys learned in your first round tour of the Big East Conference?
I would just say that everything's up for grabs. We've been in a lot of close games with a lot of good teams, so we know, like, the things we're capable of. We trust each other each every day. We put the work in every day, so just... kind of having that mindset of going in there with the same mentality and keep trusting what we're doing, because we're all here to just play for as long as we can, so I'm going to make the best of it.
Yeah, I'd say the Big East is no joke. You know, I think top to bottom, like, a lot of good teams and, you know, good coaches, good players. So, yeah, you know, it's just really such a great opportunity to be playing, like, against those people. And so, you know, it's a great place to be.
Where is your guys' favorite spot to play at the road at this season? In the conference?
I feel like I got to say MSG, because that's New York, that's home. But other than that, I say arena-wise, Creighton.
Okay, you like
I like the arena, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say MSG was pretty cool too, but I'm, you know, going back to D.C. for me was, you know, really cool. You get to see a lot of family and people that I grew up with, so, yeah.
Love it. So, speaking of MSG, you guys obviously finished the regular season at home on Saturday, and then the Big East tournament next week. Nigel, for you, heading back home, playing on the big stage at MSG, what's that going to be like for you?
I mean, it's always a great experience going back to New York. That was my first time playing the MSG when we first played St. John's, so I'll be having a lot of people there, a lot of family. Like, after the first game, I came out to the bleachers and stuff, and there's about 50 people there just waiting, and it was just a great environment. I love playing there. The energy that they have, like, New York is something that is very special to me, the type of vibe we have, the type of, like, way we carry ourselves, so.
Definitely, and as we enter this home stretch, what's your guys' goals for the rest of the season?
I'm trying to win as much as possible. You know, I think, you know, just going to every game with the, you know, just attacking mentality, I think we can give anybody problems with that.
Yeah, I could just say the same thing. We just keep playing as hard as we can, keep knowing that we have nothing to lose, just keep going out here fighting every day, and we just trying to win.
Yep.
NJ, you got 4 Freshman of the Week honors this season. How have you seen your game grow from day one to today?
I mean, I've seen it growing a lot. I've put a lot of time into just focusing on my personal growth and my player growth. I watch a lot of film with Coach. Me and him communicate on and off the court, on the plane, watching film, things like that. So he kind of instills a lot of confidence in me and just teaches me literally different plays, what's right from wrong. So it's kind of hard not to grow when you have somebody that cares about you that much. And it goes vice versa for me.
Adrian, I remember your first start at Wisconsin. You flourished in that game. How have you feel like you've come into your own as a player this season?
Yeah, he dunked on somebody that game, right?
He did.
You know, I just say, you know, just game by game, just practice by practice, day by day. You know, I have a lot of incredible people in my corner, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them. You know, like my roommate, coaches, family, you know. Just continuing to get confidence, and, you know, they give me confidence. Coach gives me confidence, and you know, just going to continue to grow on that.
Would you say that confidence has been the biggest driver of your growth, or is there more to that?
I say, yeah. You know, I feel like if you can do anything with confidence, you can do it at a high level. So, yeah.
As we transition past this season, what do you guys want to work on as we get into the off season, heading into next year?
Me, free throws, my ball handling, everything. I always feel like I can sharpen my game, but being able to just make my game so dynamic that it's even harder to guard.
I say just sharpening all the little things and then continuing to try to make other people better. You know, the freshmen coming in, you know, some of the other young guys we have on our team, you know, I just want to continue to try to help them get better.
When Ian, Michael, and Sheik were on here last week I asked them this question as well. What's the biggest takeaway you've had from your first year in college? Not just hoops, but being a student athlete, what's the biggest thing you've learned?
I say time management is really important. You know, being able to balance, you know, the school stuff and, you know, our rigorous practice schedule. You know, coming back from late nights on the road and then you got a test the next morning, you know, how to deal with that. Using all your resources is really important. And, you know, we have great resources here, like Adrian Ridgeway, you know, all of our people that help us in the academics, you know, they really help a lot. So, you know, I say just time management.
For me, I would say just sacrifice, because there's so many things, like, after practice we could all want to do, you know, go get food, go, like, just spend extra time, say you want to go bone or something, but just understanding, like, things like you have to do, like, recovery, say I have a game the next day, understanding I go to my room and do Normatec boots and just chill and watch a movie or something, so just understanding how much your body demands and just the sport demands from you, you know.
Transitioning to on the floor, what's the biggest thing you've learned about yourselves on the court this season?
I say for me is I can continue to grow into like a leadership role, you know, helping people out and, you know, just continue to do that and then, you know, try to get the people around me to trust me as much as they can. So, yeah.
I would say just the energy I bring every day, like on the court, I could tell it's very contagious with my teammates with the way we practice. So, like, we practice some days and, I have a lot of energy, and we'll all have a lot of energy, and it leads up to the game, and then we have that same energy when we go into the game, so just continuing to be able to do that consistently.
Definitely. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for being up here with me this evening. You know, I'm very excited to see how you guys continue to grow and flourish in a Marquette uniform. It's been a pleasure to have you this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum is the place to be for all Marquette fans. Enjoy great food and drink specials. This is our final Marquette Thursday show of the season. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Coach Smart and the Marquette players throughout the season. Thank you, Motor Bar and Restaurant. We look forward to seeing you next season. Bergstrom Automotive, driven to deliver great guest experiences across Wisconsin, proud to support Marquette basketball. Coach joins me after the break.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes. With the bullet, it's not even close. Micah Parsons is the guy we thought he is.
Wilde and Tausch.
Well, he's our bell cow. It's hard when your bell cow isn't delivering.
Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Either you're going to jump on board or you're going to find out why they are who they are.
The Homer Hour.
If I don't have anything to do with the players being picked, why am I wasting my time at the combine?
Milwaukee Sports Talk, live and local every day on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Fire up your appetite at Motor Bar and Restaurant, located on the HD Museum campus, where bold American barbecue meets Harley-Davidson tradition. From slow-smoked ribs and pulled pork to juicy brisket and burgers, every bite is inspired by life on the open road. Whether you ride or just love great food, Motors Barbecue Brews and Riverside Views make it the perfect spot to kick back and enjoy Milwaukee. Head to MotorRestaurant.com to see the latest happenings, specials, and a full menu.
Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes every moment cheering on your team even better. Plus, the mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is Rocky Mountain cold. So you never have to guess if your Coors Light is ready to drink. So crack one open, take a sip, and enjoy the game. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly.
Bergstrom Automotive is proud to call Wisconsin home with over 2,400 teammates across 60 locations. We're honored to serve our guests and give back to the communities we live and work in. Whether it's helping you find your next vehicle or supporting local events, we believe in doing our part to make Wisconsin stronger. That same pride and teamwork are what make Marquette basketball special. And we're proud to cheer on the Golden Eagles all season long.
Bergstrom, driven to deliver.
It's Marquette game day and everyone is coming over. Make sure your menu starting lineup includes locally produced Odyssey Greek yogurt dips. Bell pepper, French onion, Southwest, Mediterranean feta, and tzatziki pairs great with chips or veggies. Be a host of a healthier game plan and blend an Odyssey Greek yogurt smoothie with 8 amazing flavors of 0% fat Odyssey Greek yogurt. Pull out the MVP, Odyssey feta cheese, a great addition to salads, pizzas, or nachos. Find more game day inspired appetizers, sides, and main dishes at odysseybrands.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Marquette fans, it's Demaryius Owens
and Royce Parham from your Marquette Golden Eagles men's basketball team, reminding you to swing by your local Piggly Wiggly to pick up your favorite game day eats.
Whether it's fresh produce, certified Angus beef, or a sweet treat from our bakery, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to amplify your Marquette game day experience.
Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Marquette Athletics. And remember,
we are
Marquette.
Marquette Thursdays from Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum Campus, presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. CareSource is a nonprofit health plan that leads with heart. As a part of an ongoing commitment to investing in the people and the communities they serve, they're proud to partner with Marquette Basketball to support Sharp. For every assist made, CareSource contributes $10 to the Reading with the Golden Eagle program. As of today, Marquette has 458 assists on the season. Coach, thanks for rejoining the broadcast. We're getting set for UConn and Senior Day. As we look at this Husky squad, what kind of challenges do they pose, and what do you want to look for in the second time around?
Well, you know, with UConn, it always starts with, you know, their just ability to move on offense and cut, and they've got a lot of shooters. So you got to do a great job, you know, constantly sustaining your effort, your stance, your focus, defeating screens, helping each other. When we've been at our best, you know, defending them, it's been a five-man endeavor where, you know, obviously you're locked in on what you need to do with your guy, but you're also ready to support your teammates. and playing with multiple efforts, which is a huge, huge key. You know, Nigel and Adrian, as freshmen and young guys, they really have to be sound. You know, our young guys have to be sound to defend them because they do a good job, particularly Caravan, but their whole teams, Solomon Ball, they do a good job making you pay when you get a little bit off balance or you lose focus for a second or two. So it's an exciting challenge for us on senior day. Very much looking forward to honoring our seniors and, you know, getting a chance to play one more time in front of our fans this season.
Absolutely. And speaking of the seniors, you know, what do you guys have to do to send them off the right way?
Well, the right way to send them off is a win, honestly. And that's, you know, easier said than done against this type of squad, but that's what we're going after for sure because, you know, these guys have poured their heart and soul into Marquette for 4 years. They've been a special part of our university, of our basketball program, and they've been part of so many awesome moments, so many awesome wins. So I think, you know, we talked about this today. It's the controllable areas of energy, focus, effort, and then certain other basketball controllable areas, really grabbing hold of those and doing it to the absolute best of our abilities for our seniors.
100%. And obviously following UConn, you head back to MSG for the Big East tournament. I went last year, and the vibe, everything about being in MSG for the Big East tournament is incredible. What does it mean to you and the team to be back there every year fighting for a chance at an NCAA tournament berth?
Yeah, you know, it will never get old, Trevor, playing games in Madison Square Garden. I'm lucky. As a coach, going back to my second year as a head coach, we played in an early season event there, played a couple games there. I think I've gotten to coach, you know, probably 15 to 20 games there. And like I said, it never gets old. In fact, it's, you know, take Fiserv out because it's our home and obviously our favorite, but it's as good of an arena and as good of an experience as there is in college basketball. The Big East tournament, it's a special environment because the teams are so competitive. There's such a focus on basketball because it's really for each of our schools. It's the focal point in terms of athletics. So it'll be exciting, but obviously our focus is on Saturday. And, you know, these two young guys that were up here with you a minute ago, you know, their growth and development and ability in the moment to be present and connected with each other and their teammates, that's a huge part of our focus.
Absolutely. When you combine the physicality of the Big East Conference with playing multiple games over a 4 or 5 day stretch, what does that preparation look like? How is that different to keep your guys rested and ready to go?
Well, it's funny you say that, Trevor, because NJ and I were talking about the Big East tournament last week, and he said, "Now, you mean you play the very next day?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, if you win, you advance, and then you play again, and then if you win, you play again." He said, "So it's like AAU." And I said, "Yeah, to some extent, it's like that." So it's a real physical demand. I remember 2 seasons ago, we played UConn in the championship game.
Yep.
And if you guys remember, it was a super low-scoring game. Neither team could really do much on the offensive end. I think the first half was, I don't know, 25 to 23 or something like that. And both teams were just so tired and fatigued and banged up. And at some point in the game, I think with both Stevie and Oso, and this was the year that Tyler was out for a stretch with an oblique injury, it was like these guys have given everything they have over these last 3 days. There's about 8 minutes left in the game. They literally don't have anything left. They're trying, but it's like they can't. So it is a lot, and that's why depth is a big, big factor. The more depth you have, the better, you know, you can outlast other teams over the course of multiple days.
Survival of the fittest.
Absolutely. But it's a single elimination event, so, you know, it's you have to put everything you have into winning that current game that you're on.
100%. Coach, as we wrap up the radio show for the year, do you have any final thoughts about the radio show season and the season in general to leave the fans with?
Well, I'll say this, and you know, my wife Maya is here. Thank you to her for always coming and supporting us at the radio show. We We've been a part of radio shows at every school that we've been at, and each one is a little bit distinct and unique. And I'll just say, to make it very, very simple, Marquette's the best. And, you know, the way we do it here, the support that you all give us through thick and thin, does not go unnoticed by me. It does not go unnoticed by our players. These guys are really smart. Like, they recognize things and they understand. And, you know, for everyone, there's so many people that come here on a regular basis on Thursdays, and they really care about what these guys have to say and meeting them. And it just means a lot. So I just appreciate the community. It truly is a community. And it's an extension of a larger Marquette community. And there's no better place that there is, and that doesn't go unnoticed by all of us within our program.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I just want to say thank you for always being up here with us. It's been so nice to get to know you a little bit better and spend some time with you and talk about the team.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we're going to fight like crazy to go win on Senior Day. We're going to fight like crazy next week when we go to New York. But make no mistake about it, you know, with our red shirts, Sheik, Ian, and Nash, we've already have this countdown going until the first game of next year, because obviously they haven't been able to play this year. And so that, you know, is always kind of ringing in my head, because, you know, there's a passion and excitement both for what we're doing in the moment, but also what we are striving to do in the future. And, you know, just grateful for everyone's role in that.
Absolutely. Marquette fans, Buffalo Wild Wings is the official viewing party location for Marquette road games this season. The next watch party of the season will be for the first round of the Big East tournament in West Allis on Wednesday, March 11th. The game time still to be determined, with this game being streamed on Peacock. Check out the Golden Eagles watch party schedule at gomarquette.com/BWW. Let's go, Sports Bar. We'll be back to wrap up the season after this break.
Hey, Golden Eagles fans. Buffalo Wild Wings has partnered with the Marquette men's basketball team to offer you free wings this season. Anytime the Golden Eagles win, fans win 6 free boneless or traditional wings with a $10 minimum purchase. Offer valid at all B-Dub Sports Bar locations throughout the greater Milwaukee area 1 hour after each qualifying game through the following 2 days. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official viewing spot for Marquette away games. Visit gomarquette.com/BWW for more details. Buffalo Wild Wings is a proud sponsor of Marquette Athletics and the official sports bar of March Madness.
Grab the dial and crank it up, baby, because Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is spinning its winning hits collection. Over the next 3 months, you could win a share of over $1 million in prizes. On top of thousands in cash and reward play, you could win one of three new Ford vehicles in the grand finale drawings on March 27th. Just play with your rewards card to earn entries. Press play on the winning hits collection, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Step into Harley-Davidson's iconic legacy at the world's only Harley-Davidson Museum in downtown Milwaukee. Explore over 120 years of American history, iconic motorcycles, and immersive exhibits. Whether you're a rider or just looking for an unforgettable experience, the birthplace of Harley-Davidson is a bucket list stop. Shop exclusive gear at the HD Shop, score legendary deals at the Factory Outlet, and fuel up at Motor Bar and Restaurant. Plan your adventure at h-dmuseum.com.
For over 65 years, the Lynch family of dealerships has been more than just a car dealership. Starting in 1957, we've treated our customers like family from day one. As a family-owned and operated business, we understand the value of relationships. That's why we've just been awarded the Top Workplace Award for the fifth consecutive year. If you're tired of the same old car buying experience and want to be treated like family, visit one of our dealerships today. Let us show you the Lynch difference. Start your car buying journey today at shoplynch.com.
Whether you're at the top of your sport or training for your first 5K, to perform well on game day and every day, look to Aurora Sports Health. When a sports injury moves you to the sidelines, trust our team of advanced trained sports specialists to get you healthy, strong, and ready to take on the competition. To return to the activities you enjoy, choose Aurora Sports Health, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. Dealing with a sports injury? Request a free injury evaluation at aurora.org/sports.
Hey, Golden Eagles fans, do you want to rep the blue and gold wherever you go?
At Wintrust Community Banks, we're here for it. We're proud to be the home of the official and exclusive MU debit card. Don't just pay, cheer, and show off your MU pride wherever you go. Visit Wintrust.com/Marquette and score your MU card today. Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Different approach, better results. Banking products provided by Wintrust Financial Corp. Banks. Specialty debit cards not available for all Wintrust Community Bank account types, charters, and branches. Member FDIC.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
This has been Marquette Thursdays from Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum Campus, presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. Once again, the Golden Eagles wrap up the regular season on Saturday, March 7th, when the team hosts number 4 UConn at 11:30 a.m. Central on Senior Day. Marquette will honor Ben Gold, Jonah Lucas, Casey O'Malley, and Chase Ross in a pregame ceremony beginning at 11. Coaches, we wrap up the radio show season here. On behalf of Sophie, Layla, and I just want to say thank you for opening up this opportunity to students. It's incredible that we can get the experience and the opportunity to be up here with you. It's been such an honor to be a part of the radio show this season, and you guys are in good hands with the two of them next year, but I do graduate in a couple months, so future Marquette Golden Eagle alumni sitting up here with you, Coach, so thank you, seriously.
No, you did a terrific job, and I think that, you know, this is exactly how it should be at Marquette. And I think the best part of the show has been you talking to the guys, you know, the different players that we brought up here. And, you know, you need to know that this is very, very widely viewed by our players' parents. So, you know, you have a big impact on our program with the way you are with our guys. And it's been a really good, series of shows. And we're grateful for you, man.
Thank you. That means the world. It's been such an honor, again, to be up here. You guys rock. Motor Bar rocks. And as always, go Marquette. This is our final Marquette Thursday show of the season. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Coach Smart and the Marquette players throughout the season. Thanks to all the fans in attendance. Thanks to the Harley-Davidson Motor Bar and Grill and their staff for all their great work. I know, Chip, the crew, you guys rock. Yeah, there's my shout out to my family, all four sisters and their husbands, Marquette grads.
This has been Marquette Thursdays, live from Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum, presented by Aurora Healthcare, the healthcare choice of Marquette Athletics. Also brought to you by these Marquette Athletics champion partners: Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Marquette University. Game Day deserves Pepsi. And by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, the official bank of Marquette University. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network.